Hello?
Andrew?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Portrait Studio.
Hey.
I was just calling about your photos you had done on Monday.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a problem with your photos.
What happened?
One of our employees here, he died in a car crash. He went out on his lunch break and he had your photos. He was just looking at them, you know, during his lunch break.
Yeah.
And, he died in a car crash and he had your photos. So there's no way for us to get them back.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know how would we get them back? You know, I don't know what they do with the car after a car crash.
Oh, I have no idea. I was going to say, should we just come take new pictures?
His car was totaled. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to take new pictures because I don't even know why he took them with him on his lunch break. I think he needed something to read.
Okay.
He was out on his lunch break and he got in a car accident.
Well, sorry about that. I mean, that's horrible news. Like,
yeah.
I feel horrible.
Well, he wasn't like a well-liked employee. He was basically just temporary help for Christmas.
Okay.
So it wasn't a big loss, as far as I'm concerned. I get more hours. I'm going to get more hours now for the rest of the holidays.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Can I call you guys back later? I'm going to talk to everyone and see when they could do, like, schedule-wise.
Oh, schedule for what?
To redo the pictures.
Oh, yeah, okay. And you would have to pay for them again.
I'd have to pay for what?
Because the original photos, Elkie had them.
Well, why would I have to pay for them again?
Well, because, I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense at all, man. At all.
Well, we already.
But I have to pay for them again.
Well, we can't just.
You guys lost them. I never got them.
We didn't lose them. Elkie had them in his car on his lunch break.
He was your fucking employee. What do you mean you didn't lose them?
He was just Christmas help. He's. It doesn't.
Okay, it doesn't matter. You guys hired him. He's your employee. I'm not fucking paying for pictures. You're just gonna retake them or give me my fucking money back.
No, because
why the. Don't say no.
We paid to have them developed, you know? They've already been developed, so we can't just give you free photos.
You can take more pictures. I can come in, and you can take more pictures.
We're not just...
Why would I repay for what your company lost?
We're not going to just give you free photos.
I fucking paid for photos, and I never gave them.
I know, but we can't...
What do you mean?
If we did stuff like that, we'd go out of business. We can't just give away photos to everyone that wants them.
So if you just let your employees take shit out of the store that's not theirs, get in a car accident and ruin them, I have to fucking pay for new ones? How does that make any sense?
It's not even that much money, and at least...
It's not that much money? What the fuck?
It's not our fault. It's
Elkie. Oh, no, I'm coming out the right fucking now.
It's Elkie's fault, though. It's not our fault.
I don't give a fuck who Elkie is!
You shouldn't.
I'm coming up there right fucking now.
You're being disrespectful to Elkie and Elkie's family.
I don't care. You're fucking me over on my mom's Christmas gift.
All right.
The fuck do you
look,
mean, man?
There's one other thing I need to mention.
What?
Elkie's family wants you to give the eulogy at his funeral because he was looking at your photos.
No.
Why not?
Because, no. Because
maybe if you did that...
I do not feel comfortable doing that at all.
His family might pay for your photos to be replaced or something. Or maybe his family has the photos.
No, I'm not doing it. Your company's going to pay for it.
No, we already paid for it. We already developed them. We already developed them and paid...
I'm telling you right now, man. I'm on my way to your store right now.
I don't care. You can come in here and throw a tantrum if you want, but we're not going to give you free photos.
I'm going to talk to everyone, and this is ridiculous.
You can't get free photos just by throwing a tantrum.
I'm not getting free photos. I paid for photos that I didn't receive.
Okay, we...
What do you mean?
We developed your photos, and they're in the
I don't give a shit, man. I never got them. I never got them.
They're probably in the impound lot or the junkyard or wherever they take cars after someone gets...
Oh, my God. This is your company's fault.
Like, I can give you the address.
This is your guys' fault.
No, we didn't... It's not our fault he got in a car wreck. That's just an accident. It's nobody's fault.
It's your fault he took the fucking pictures. Out of the store!
It's Elkie's fault.
That's your guys' fault.
Elkie was drinking and driving.
You're blaming a fucking dead guy, man! You're blaming a dead guy!
Okay, don't call...
What are you thinking?
Don't call Elkie a dead guy. That's disrespectful.
That's what he is, man! That's what he is. I don't know him. It's also disrespectful that you're putting blame on him.
But he was drinking and driving, was his fault.
Man, this is ridiculous. I feel like you're lying. This has to be a fake story. The guy was on lunch drunk? What kind of employees did you
I didn't say drunk. I said he was drinking.
Okay, was he above the legal limit?
They haven't gotten the toxicology reports back yet.
Okay, then it doesn't matter. So he's drunk. He probably had more than one beer for them to be that worried about.
I think he was just distracted because he was, he was drinking.
Probably because he had the pictures in his hand that he shouldn't have.
Yeah, he was looking at your photos.
Staring at him.
Yeah, he was looking at your photos.
What kind of shit is that, man?
When you think about it, it's your fault because he's looking at your photos while he was driving.
It's my fault. You're listening to the Stubhouse Show. Roy Chappelle is on your radio. Since Satan is working right next door, please don't give him snake eyes anymore. Chad's been working on your roof at home. I think you better just hang up your phone. This is the Snow.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show, as Vista Blue's song just explained to you. So really, I shouldn't even have to tell you that. I'm your host, Brad, and this show is brought to you by Your Turn RC, Unavailable Restaurant, Hey Lynn 6969, I Regret Jumping, and Sim Speak. They all support us on the Patreon, or on the Spotify, or on my stupid website that I'm going to disassemble soon. Just the membership part, not the whole website. I did a live show last night, a very late night live show, and that's the reason today's show is going to be very short, because I didn't get a lot of answers, because, it's 4 a.m, or whatever it was over there on the East Coast. There was a few answers, though. We had some fun. All this happened on twitch.tv/phonelosers last night around midnight, my time, and I announced it on Twitter, so it's not my fault you didn't see that at midnight, or 3 a.m, depending on where you are, so don't blame me. I will be doing more shows this week, though, so don't worry about this show being short. I promise I will make up for it. I know it's been forever since I've done a Snowplow show, but I did do 2 of the secret shows, the Hobosodes that you find on Patreon. Like on Tuesday, I called up this lady and I accused her and the girl she was with of going into a beer vat to smoke marijuana, and somehow she took that as me hating gay people. Here's a clip from that one.
Okay, are you homophobic? I don't understand what the problem here is.
Why would you say that?
Because you're accusing us of doing something that we never did, and now you won't show us the security footage.
Why would you call me homophobic, though? That's weird.
This seems so targeted to us.
No, it's not targeted.
If you won't show us the footage,
if
and
I
we
won't
have to
show
buy
you the footage,
beer,
I'm a homophobe? What?
No, if you're
that's
directing.
That's ridiculous, ma'am. Can you believe that? People call me homophobic? I just think that's funny because that's what I usually do to other people. I call them homophobic or racist or anti-Semitic when they don't agree with me. And they get all defensive, just like I did with that lady. Now I know what it's like. And then on Saturday, I did another Hobosode where I did a really dumb idea for the entire thing. But I got a couple of okay results from it. I was just doing crazy stuff with their lawn. And I happened to get this guy that was going to be selling his house in a couple of days. And he was freaking out because I was going to be digging a hole in his yard. I told him there was going to be barricades and caterpillars and police tape because we're out of caution tape and cranes. And he's just freaking out because he closes on the house tomorrow. These buyers are going to be there to sign the paperwork at his house when there's all this crazy shit going on.
And I'm getting ready to sell the house, hand over the keys to the other occupant the very next day.
Yeah, but he's just going to get those spools of copper. They just got to bring a crane over and lift the spool out of the ground.
I don't want no bobcats, no crane, no 9 or 10, no 9 or even 2 people on my property.
Oh no, we need at least a crew of 9 to put all this together this $250.
I'm telling you now, no, because I will call the police. And I got rights.
Listen to that guy thinking he can call the police on the city. The city pays the police. How's that going to work? So check out those Hobosodes on Patreon or Spotify or whatever. That'll keep you happy until I do another Snowplow show. Oh, and I almost forgot. I need to give somebody credit for this. Because I think it was a guy on Reddit. His name is Ubits. He wants to know which episode had me calling and waking people up and then apologizing for calling and waking them up. And I don't remember doing that. Maybe you guys know what episode that's from. But it sounded funny to me, so that's what you're going to hear a bunch of right now. Or, I mean, not a bunch of, but the few people that picked up get to figure that one out.
And all this stuff.
Hello.
James?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank God you answered. It's Roy. It's your neighbor.
Yeah, who?
Roy. Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry to call so late. So sorry. I'm really sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't be calling this late.
I'm sorry. You want to move the conversation on?
Yeah, well, no, that was pretty much it. I'm calling to apologize for calling so late. Sir? Sir? James? James? James, wake up. Is James gone?
But it's okay because he'll live a normal life. But his retarded twin will endure much strife. He's got a lumpy head.
James, I'm sorry that Rappy's using the retarded word.
By a wizard spell. We must keep Gishbu in our hearts and prayers.
It's not cool.
Meet me at some places. I might be there.
He's still there. I don't know. He didn't hang up. James, I'm calling Aaron, your neighbor. James is still on the phone with us. I think he's maybe just put the receiver under the pillow or something. James? James? James has apparently failed at silencing me by putting me under the pillow.
Please leave your message for...
Oh, and James just hung up. I think he picked up there and was listening. That was him making all that noise.
Hello?
Alice!
Who is this?
It's Roy, it's your neighbor.
What?
It's Roy, it's your neighbor. I'm over there, you know where Avenue is?
I don't know who you are.
Well, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I don't really know you that well. I'm so sorry to call so late.
Oh, you're my neighbor. Which one?
Well, you know the blue house on Grand Parkway?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry to call so late. Thank God.
What's up?
You picked up.
I
was just calling to apologize. That's all.
For what?
For calling so late.
Okay, but why did you call to begin with?
Oh, I called to just apologize for calling so late, you know, because you're probably sleeping and stuff.
Right.
I shouldn't have called so late. I'm so sorry.
Okay, but why did you call to begin with?
Oh, to apologize for calling so late.
Okay.
That'd be the nice thing to do, you know?
All right. Have a good night.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Were you handing out trick-or-treating stuff this year?
Pardon?
Were you handing out trick-or-treating candy this year?
I can't understand you.
Trick-or-treating. You know, we're trick-or-treating. Were you handing out candy?
Why?
I don't know. I'm just asking, just wondering.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to go back to sleep.
Okay, before you go, what were you dreaming about?
Okay, good night.
No, please, just tell me what were you dreaming about? She sounded so concerned when she picked up. That was like a very concerned hello.
Hello?
Andrea.
Yeah, wait, hang on.
It's Roy, Andrea. Andrea?
Who is this?
It's Roy, your neighbor.
Yeah? Roy, my neighbor.
Yeah, why'd I have to hang on? What was going on? What happened?
Wait. Me? Who is this?
It's Roy, over on...
Roy, over on... Oh, yeah. My God. Wait, I'm so confused. I'm trying to picture... Wait, who...
Are you outside right now? Were you...
I am. Wait a minute. What time is it? What time are you?
It's really. I know. What are you doing outside? Like, are you just like a late
wait,
night?
Wait a minute. I'm in Tel Aviv. So it's 7 hours ahead.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Wait,
I didn't know you weren't around your house. I was calling about the skunk.
What skunk?
Skunk headed to your house.
All right. Well, first of all, I don't live there anymore.
Oh, like so permanently? Who lives there? Who'd you sell it to?
I'm so confused. I don't even know. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Roy. Roy over in the blue house. Why'd you move to Tel Aviv? What are you running from?
No, I'm not running from anything.
Well, it's a little odd. You had to just pack up and leave in the middle of the night.
I didn't pack up and leave in the middle of the night. Wait. Where do you live on? I'm so confused.
You know where the blue house is?
The blue house.
It's like, just parallel to you, but like a block over.
Yeah, okay, but I'm still trying to figure out why you're up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and how do you know there's a skunk?
Well, because I was in your backyard. I thought you still live there. I was in your backyard tonight.
Wow.
And I saw
him. You were in my backyard on Kirk?
Yeah, I guess it's not your backyard anymore, but, you know.
No, it's not my backyard.
Did you have a dog when you lived here? How long ago did you live here?
No. I moved in August. But how do you have my phone now? I'm so confused.
All right.
I apologize. I have no clue what's going on, but I'm in Tel Aviv. I'm not there.
What are you doing
there?
People
that live in my house. My family. I have my family here.
Okay.
But
I'll
the people that live there. Yeah, okay, good. My family, the people that live in my house now, it's a young couple so what's the skunk doing? I mean, is it going into the house?
It was headed toward the porch because I was in your backyard and I saw it coming. So I started going, I went in the neighbor's backyard and then I went one more backyard over and that's where I'm at right now. I'm in the back and I'm watching him, but I don't see him, but he was headed toward under the porch. You know, under the back porch.
Oh, all right. Well, unfortunately, there's nothing that anybody can do, and I'm sure they're sleeping and they have babies. So,
what should I do?
I don't know. You shouldn't do anything. What can you do?
Should I throw pebbles at the window and try and get their attention?
No.
Well, what would you do?
No.
What would you do in this situation?
I would do nothing. What can you do? It's a skunk. All right, listen. This is kind of crazy because I'm in Tel Aviv and I can't do anything. And I say that you just leave them be.
Okay. Did you have a dog when you lived here?
No, I had no dog. So I think you need to just go home.
What do you think's under the porch? What's under the porch? Why would the skunk be going under the porch?
Cats. It's probably cats under there. Cats go under that porch.
Well, it seems like they'd be fighting.
All right, listen. I have to hang up now, okay?
Wouldn't they be fighting or something?
Thanks for calling.
Like, I didn't hear this.
No, no.
I didn't hear any commotion or anything.
No.
But I'm pretty sure he's under the porch.
All right. Well, I would go home. Why don't you just go home?
Ma'am.
All right.
Hey, don't yell at me. Stop yelling at me.
No, I'm not yelling.
Why are you
yelling at you? I'm just
You're just yelling at me. Just keep yelling.
I'm not yelling. No, I'm not yelling, honey. I'm not yelling. I'm trying to hang up because I have to go. I'm with people.
Did you keep a secret key anywhere?
What? Did I what?
Keep a secret key anywhere.
No.
Are you
no
sure?
Secret keys. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, all right. I have to go now. Bye-bye.
Can I call you back later? It's so weird. I'm trying to wake people up. And wherever she is, it's 8 in the morning. Very suspicious that she just packed up and left like that, though. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. How does she have her number forwarded there? She's just keeping her American number? That lady's sketchy as fuck.
Hello?
Oh, hey. Zavravla?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to call this late. We're doing a barbecue tonight.
You have wrong number. Barbecue 3 o'clock.
Yes. No, it's going to be a 4 o'clock. Oh, no, no, no. Don't hang up. Come on. Someone. It didn't work. Power falls off. I'm trying to invite her to a barbecue, and it's not really a midnight barbecue. It's more like a 3 in the morning. I think it's 4 in the morning. Ma'am, we're having a barbecue. It's like a breakfast barbecue. You should get up and come over and hang out with us.
Who is that?
Oh, this is Roy over in the blue house. I live like a block away from you.
Oh.
I'm over on Drive.
Oh, Drive?
Yeah. Yeah, in the blue house. You should come down and we're going to have a barbecue together. I'm making breakfast sandwiches on the grill.
Oh, thank you, but I have a broken arm.
Oh, thank no, you. It's I'll help you eat. I'll hold one side of your pulled pork sandwich and you hold the other side while you take bites.
Thank you.
We're going to have hash browns and scrambled eggs. And milk. Lots and lots of milk. You got to have milk. Her name is Zdravka. That's why I mumbled it when she picked up. I have no idea how to pronounce that.
Hello?
Elizabeth?
Hello?
Hey, Elizabeth?
No, this is not Elizabeth.
Oh, can you go get her real quick?
You have the wrong number.
What? Oh, no, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. I live over on Drive.
Okay, that's... What is your name?
Roy. It's your neighbor. It's Roy. You don't live on Pond?
No.
Well, go get Elizabeth. She lives on Pond.
I'm not on Pond.
Were you sleeping?
Yeah.
What were you dreaming about?
Good night.
No, come on, just tell me. Tell me 3 words to describe your dream. Come on. Please. You don't have to go into details, just a synopsis. Oh no, are you? Okay, I thought she was gonna James her phone call. At least she was amused, sort of.
Hello?
Antonio?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, it's Roy. Where are you at?
This is who?
It's Roy. Why is this
Roy?
Why is it so loud there?
No, I got you on speakerphone.
Oh, what's all? You watching TV or something?
Yeah.
Were you sleeping?
It's 4 in the morning.
Yeah, were you sleeping?
No, no, I'm getting ready for work.
Oh, okay. What are you watching on TV?
Not much. That's the radio.
It's so loud. Like the FM radio?
No, it's a playlist.
I was in your yard last night, tonight, earlier.
In my yard?
Yeah, I was laying out there in your yard.
You wasn't laying in my yard.
I think I left my jacket.
Oh, you got the wrong person then.
What are you talking about? Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling at you, but you're calling the wrong person.
Well, you're on Drive, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I live like a block over. I'm on Drive.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I got dogs.
Oh, okay. You were making a joke. Okay.
No, I wasn't making
a joke.
You were making a joke. No, I was in your backyard.
For what?
What do you mean making a joke?
I mean, why were you in my backyard?
Oh, I just I don't know. Why not? But, like, do you have a dog then?
Yes, I do.
Oh. I got dog shit on my shoe. But it's okay. I wiped it on your patio.
You what?
I wiped it on the concrete, on the ground, on the patio. Like on the little concrete area.
Well, if you can't be going to my backyard, you're going to get shot.
No, you can't shoot me. That's illegal. I didn't do anything wrong. I was just back there like hanging out. Just like laying out. Just checking out the stars, and it's kind of overcast tonight, though. Hey, you hung up. This is the part of the show where I give up and go to sleep. Nobody's picking up.
Hello.
Hey, May.
Hi.
Hey, it's Roy. It's your neighbor.
Hi.
Over, you know, over on Covington? In the blue house?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I'm sorry to call so late.
How can I help you, sir?
Oh, were you sleeping?
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know. I'm so sorry to call so late. I'm calling to apologize for calling so late.
Where did you get my number, sir?
In the you know, it's in the internet and everything. I'm having a barbecue this morning, like a breakfast barbecue. Will you come to my barbecue? Like, it's in a couple of hours. Like, do you have to get up soon for work? Who's that in the background?
And what's her name?
This is Roy. You know, the blue house?
Roy.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything. It's just it's a fun neighborhood barbecue for the whole neighborhood.
Okay.
You can come.
I'll see you in the morning what's going
to
happen.
Okay, what time do you have to get up in the morning? I need to know how many burritos to cook. Breakfast burritos.
I don't know.
How many breakfast burritos are you going to eat? Are you a big girl? Are you going to dream about breakfast burritos when you go back to sleep? I thought she had hung up. When I get mad,
I punch the wall. Hello. Punch the
wall. Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor. Is this Nicole?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, thank God you answered. Were you sleeping?
I don't know if I know you.
Oh, I live in the blue house.
Like, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Were you dreaming?
No.
Are you sure? Or did you just not remember? Yeah. Are you embarrassed to tell me?
No, here, talk. I don't know.
Hello?
Hey, who's this? Nicole's baby daddy?
Husband.
Oh, hey.
What can I do you for?
I'm just calling to apologize for calling so late. I wouldn't normally call at this hour.
Okay.
So I'm really sorry for calling this late.
What can we do you for?
That's it. I was just calling to apologize for what I did. Okay, it turns out this is a stupid idea, you guys. What was I thinking? Why am I doing this? I'm just ruining pranks is what I'm doing. It makes me feel like I need to get one more person to pick up and not ruin it, you know? One more person. It's a great idea, Blue Funk. I'm going to do it. Doing it.
Hello?
Melissa?
Yeah.
What? My neighbor, Melissa? This is Roy.
Who?
It's Roy on the road.
Yeah.
Just around the... Why are you calling so late?
You called me.
No, you called me. Like, how dare you call this late? I was sleeping. Do you know what time it is?
What is this?
It's 4. It's 4:25 in the morning. Like, what did you want?
You called me. You woke me up.
No, my phone rang. Were you sleeping?
Yes.
What were you dreaming about? Melissa?
Trap.
Trap? Oh, God. I just got trapped, you guys. I just got trapped. That guy just trapped me. I don't like this. I'm going to end the stream, okay? I got to end the stream. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know if it's too late to defeat the trap. But, Shit.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
This is Vincent. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hey, Vincent.
Just wanted to say I'm a big fan of your prank calls. So,
Yay.
Yeah, that's about all I wanted to say. I hope this message ends up on the Snowplow show.
It is. This is exciting, isn't it?
Thanks again.
You got to hear it. You said something into your phone, and it came out weeks later on a podcast. Isn't that crazy? What a world we're living in.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
You know, I was watching your old, whatever happened to your girlfriend, Stacy?
My girlfriend,
Stacy? Does she have a YouTube channel? Was she hot? And what about Mr. Spessa? I know you made that legendary phone call at the movie theaters, just prank calling.
Good people old Mr. Spessa.
you know, get the information for their movies. Yeah. So,
oh, anyways, no, wait, what? That one?
Later.
That wasn't me and Mr. Spessa. That was me and Murdoch, wasn't it, mostly? Me and Mr. Spessa used to do the pizza things. But we did do that one call. I mean, this was Mr. Spessa doing this, but he called up a theater and convinced them to shut off the movie Twilight, I think on opening weekend. I don't know which Twilight. I don't know how many there are. But he convinced them to shut down the movie and refund everyone's money and send them all home. And then while they were all standing in line trying to get their refunds, I called in and talked to the manager and got him to put a customer on the phone. And I think I had the customer notify the manager that this was all a prank. It was pretty great. I don't know what's going on with Mr. Spessa today. I have not talked to him in, I don't know, like 5 years or something. And Stacy was not my girlfriend. Just because I'm doing a show with a female doesn't mean it's my girlfriend, you weirdo. And she has, I don't know, she has a Twitter. She probably has a YouTube. I don't know where to find this stuff. She doesn't do prank call stuff anymore. Look at all of the people I'm following on Twitter, and somewhere in there you're going to find Stacy. But her name is probably not going to be Stacy. It's going to be something else. So good luck with that. I'm sure Stacy will love when you go check out her Twitter so you can find out if she's hot.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
And I have a joke for you.
What the fuck?
Okay, here's the joke.
This is crazy.
Why did the phone go to the gym?
I don't know, Olga. Why did the phone go to the gym?
To get toned.
Holy shit.
Hey, Richard, do you have anything to say?
I'm on hiatus, goddammit.
God, Olga, leave Richard alone. He's on hiatus. From the show and from you. Sorry, no, that was mean. But hey, Olga, I'm sending you a box. Don't let King Richard see it. It's just for you. I did put his name on it too, just to avoid suspicion. But that's all your stuff, so make sure you hang out by the mailbox and grab it before he sees it.
Hey, Brad. I always get confused with that beeping noise, so I always like start early, so like it cuts me off.
Don't worry. Every single person does that. I usually cut off their false starts, but since you brought it up, I'm going to leave yours in there. So it makes sense.
It has been a while since you posted a video or podcast on Snowplow Show.
I know.
So what are you doing? Come on. You're like, my depression is not being cured.
I've been busy.
Come on, dude. Thank you. Bye.
Wait, your impression is what? Hold on.
My depression is not being cured.
Oh, your depression is not being cured. I'm sorry, and I hope this show's enough. You gotta listen to the Hobosodes. That's guaranteed to cure your depression. And you left that voicemail on Saturday. I'll tell you what I was doing. I was making a Hobosode and posting it. You should go listen to it. It's on Patreon. Holy shit, I have so many voicemails in here because I didn't do voicemails on the last show. So now it's all crazy.
Hey, Brad. This is Scotty Pippendahl.
Hey, and Scotty.
I don't know if it's appropriate to leave a voicemail for the Mr. Dobbling His Wonderful World of Prank Calls show.
No.
On the Snowplow Show podcast.
Stop
but I
it.
Loved the episode with the...
Oh, yeah, that's another thing, Mr. Saturday Complainer. I also did a Mr. Dobbling's Wonderful World of Prank Calls episode this week. I mean, last week. You can find that over at worldofprankcalls.com. Apparently somebody likes it. I mean, Scotty does, at least. Whoa, hey. What happened? Scotty?
Shit.
Scotty? Scotty? Are you okay? I don't know what happened to Scotty, you guys. Oh, God. Oh, shit. I hope he's okay. Oh, wait, there's a voicemail after. This should explain whether or not he's dead or alive.
Hey, Brad. Scotty Pippendahl here.
Hey.
I loved the recent episode of Mr. Dobbling His Wonderful World of Prank Call.
But what happened in the previous voicemail? Did you have to fight off a bee or something?
With the...
At the payphone?
World famous Mark Knopfler prank
call. Yeah.
And especially that part where he says that he's over there on Federalsburg Street, which reminded me so much of the scene in A Fish Called Wanda, where... He said, very well then, Mr. Manfred Friendson.
What?
Thanks, Brad, for all that you do. Love
Are you trying to tell me that people have actually watched A Fish Called Wanda? I thought that was just a joke trailer. So that's a real movie? And yeah, Mark Knopfler. Everybody needs to know who that is. And it's not the drummer from that one band whose name I can't remember. I think he's just stealing it from them. But on the latest World of Prank Calls episode, I played the best Mark Knopfler prank ever created. I hadn't heard that in years, and it was as good as I remembered. So everybody should go listen to that. It's at worldofprankcalls.com, and it's the very first prank on there, so you don't have to listen to the rest of the garbage on that episode. Just listen to Mark Knopfler.
Hi, Brad. Yeah. It's Dirty Dr. Dan.
Hey.
I was wondering if you had ever considered uploading on something like Odyssey or, you know, any of those YouTube alternatives, you know, trying to take a stand against the big tech companies or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to, can I do it?
Okay.
To hope to hear from it. If I don't hear this voicemail, I'll assume you hate me and you don't want me to do it.
Okay, yeah, I don't care.
Love
I
you.
Don't even
Bye.
I don't know what Odyssey is, and people are always reposting my stuff on YouTube, so whatever, do it. I won't complain, but you know, I might show up there someday and start putting my own stuff on there. Probably not, but you know, it could happen. I think I have an account on that BitChute thing, that YouTube alternative. Is that what it was called? I remember I was thinking about switching over there for a while, but I just went to that website. Holy shit, look at all this. Just a bunch of politics and conspiracies. I kind of like the real YouTube. I don't have a problem with them. I watch more YouTube than anything, so I doubt I'm going to move anytime soon.
Hi, Brad.
Hey.
It's me, Chugglefug.
Why do you sound like
That's
that?
That's the name I claimed on my Patreon. My Patreon.
That's nice.
Okay. It'd be really cool if you could delete some of that, you know, that,
Delete?
That B-cut Carlito. You know,
no.
I think it's about time to release some Carlito footage.
Okay.
So, if you could. Either way.
All right. What?
And,
I think he's cutting out or something.
Hey, I'm an asshole and, like, a weirdo, so.
What?
And act like you can't relate,
what
motherfucker.
What did I miss?
All right.
I think I'm gonna play one more voicemail. I can't play a lot of voicemails today because today's show is so short. And then I'll get all those people complaining that half of the show is voicemails.
Hello, Brad. This is Mano One.
Hey.
I was just listening to the last show that was released right now.
Wait, I forget. Is it Mano One or Mono One? Because I saved you in my address book as Mono One. Did I mess that up?
Today or yesterday? Shit. 7:30. And
shit.
You. I just want to say I don't know if something's going on in your life or whatever. We all have ups and downs in our days, but. You were so excited, and you had so much fun.
It just,
you know, it's awesome. Like, a lot of us listen to you, and I think we...
Which show is this?
You know, we ride on that, like, how you feel. I don't know. You sounded so excited, and just, you had so much fun, and it made me very happy. And thank you for doing
well,
what
good.
You do.
I'm glad.
Oh, I sent you another song, the second one, and it's a number change song. Maybe I left you another message about it.
I think you've left me, like, a billion messages about that. I'm sorry. I should have done emails this weekend, at least. Since I wasn't doing snowplow shows, but I'm gonna try and catch up on emails this week. I know there's a few things that people have submitted that are in there, and yeah, I need to get into all that stuff. And what are you talking about? Episode 730, I was extremely happy or something. Oh yeah, that was a live show that I did last Saturday, trying to tell people to change their clocks and follow clock law. You know what? Like, the day after that show, I wanted to do a late night show like I did last night, and I think I just got too tired or something. And I couldn't stay up and do it. But I really wanted to call people up in the middle of the night, like 3 or 4 in the morning, and remind them to change their clocks and say, hey, we're detecting that you haven't changed your clock yet. What's going on? You need to get up right now. Change that microwave clock. Or, you know, something like that. And I missed out this year. I'm going to try and remember to do that next year. I should put that in my calendar. And I think the difference that you're noticing is the difference between a live show and a not live show. Because with the live show, there's a whole chat room of people in there, and they're saying hilarious things. It's making me laugh and giving me great ideas to try on people. It's just a good time overall for everybody involved. I highly recommend everybody check out a live show of mine or a live show of somebody else's. There's lots of them happening every single night. In fact, there's one happening right now. I'm missing it. Toxic Waste just went on the air, and I can't listen to it because I'm doing voicemails, but I think I'm going to turn on his show and listen to it while I edit. And there's shows every day. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Waste of Memory show. Wednesday is Devin and the Graveyard Goons. Thursday, I believe, is Toxic Waste. And Friday is Dragonmere. Saturday is Dwight. Sunday is somebody else. Listen to live shows. They're a lot of fun, except when I do them at 4 in the morning and nobody picks up and the show ends up being really short. Thank you, sponsors of today's show, Your Turn RC, Unavailable Restaurant, Hey Lynn 6969, I Regret Jumping, and Sim Speak. It is because of them that today's show is very short and not many people were picking up, but that's okay. We still love them because they're the sponsors of the show.
You got a job interview? Maybe hold off on the face tattoo. 3 bowls of frosted Wheaties probably ain't good for your diabetes. You might be lonely at night, but your address on your Tinder just ain't right. I'm not being a jerk, think you shouldn't watch porn at work. Feed your kids food. Anything but food wouldn't be cool, dude. Be an avid reader, but not when performing medical procedures. It's called an email scam. So send your credit card to that man. No matter what you think, bleach is not a refreshing drink. I'm giving all of you advice. Cause I'm nice. Giving advice. I'm giving advice. I'm giving advice. Okay, I hope you're ready for more advice. I'm not trying to hate. I don't think Taco Bell's a good first date, okay? Leave your manga at home, unless you want to live your whole life alone. Just make a group chat instead. All your friends that you added to it wish you were dead. Cosplay is cool, but not at your grandma's funeral. Eat food that's not fried. Give your Xbox to sick kids when you die. And check your ego. Wash your hands when you're done eating Cheetos. Your mom's not a dummy. The meme that you sent to her just wasn't funny. Don't visit North Korea. Buying weed off of Meagle's not a good idea. Giving all of your advice. Cause I'm nice. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Rob Scallon. He's gonna give you advice on the guitar.